This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, and joining me right now is David Pogue. He is the author of a series of books called Pogue's Basics. This one is about money, essential tips and shortcuts that no one bothers to tell you about beating the system. David, I got to know. What was the initial thought of making this series? I mean, I know you have one on life, one on money. What's the third one?
The very first one was tech, actually, and that's probably the one people would have expected me to write. I've been a tech critic, tech columnist for 30 years. So basically what happened was I would go around through life and see people using their electronics wrong. there's no crash course, there's no driver's ed for technology.
Right.
They're just handed their phones or tablets or computers or email, and you're expected to pick it up somehow. So I was at a piano recital of my kid, and afterwards all the little kids posed in a big pyramid to get their picture taken, and this woman pulled out her iPhone and clicked to wake it up and then swiped and then put her password in, then tried to find the home screen where the camera app was, and by the time she had the camera open, she'd missed the entire shot. So I'm like, don't you know that you can swipe up from the lock screen and go right to the camera? And she's just like, oh my God, I've had this phone for 3 years.
Right.
So it just occurs to me that people don't know what their own devices are capable of. So I put this book together, Pogue's Basics Tech, and it was just individual one-page tips and tricks about things you think people know, but they don't.
Now, how much did you learn along the way, though? And as you they say the teacher is the student, because as you're making this book, you had to do a lot of research and make sure that your facts are right. You must have learned a tremendous amount yourself.
I did, especially on the latter two, on the Pogue's Basics Life and this money book. I mean, the first one was my bread and butter. It was a cry of frustration against all these people who are doing things the long way.
Right.
So that one involved less research, but the life hacks book and this money book, yeah, there was a lot of research and a lot of learning. I mean, I picked up a lot of things that have changed my own life.
Let me give you an example, everybody, about some of the chapters. Shopping hacks, credit cards, gift card hacks, house and home, tech and TV, travel, cars, chapter, food and drink, your body. I don't see one here on sex. I think that there's got to be one coming down the road. Pogue's Basics on marriage. Oh, on children. You could do one on, you have three kids, you should know. But I love this one because, as an entrepreneur, David, we are looking to save. I mean, and maybe I'm an extremist, but I love saving money. I love, ask for less ice. You get a little more soda,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And there's like a tribe of us. I've discovered through this book and seeing it get out there that there are people who get a high from, beating the system. And by the way, we are up against a culture where just the opposite is going on. People are trying to get us to pay more. Do you know, I'm going to change your life right now. Do you know that sticker when you get your oil changed that tells you when to come back and get your oil changed again every 3,000
sure,
miles?
Sure, right.
That was true in 1950.
Right.
A 3,000-mile oil change sticker is a lie. And the reason I can prove this is that if you look in your owner's manual, put there by the manufacturer, it says 10,000 miles.
Right, depending on what car. It's 7,000 to 10,000 miles these days because the oil is better, and especially if you're using synthetic oil, because as you know, I'm a car guy. But you're absolutely right. The 3,000-mile thing is to get you to come back in. Now, listen, it doesn't hurt to change it, and if you want to change your oil at 1,000 miles, you can. But the reality is you should check your owner's manual, and that'll give you the interval, and then you don't have to believe the little sticker that the guy that's trying to sell you more oil is putting in your window.
Oh, great. I had to lead off with a car thing, forgetting that you did car and driver and motor train for 30 years.
Whoops. It's all good, though, but you're 100%. I can tell you right now, I validate you. You are right. All right, let me take another break here. I got to do another break here. I love this, you guys. Pogue's Basics Money, essential tips and shortcuts that no one bothers to tell you about, but David Pogue will. You can find him at poguesbasics.com. That's P-O-G-U-E-S, basics.com. You can find me at inc.com. You can, if you go down to the navigation bar and click that, it'll drop down and you'll see radio. Well, that's me. I'm Inc. Radio. Then you can find all our great podcasts for the number of years that we've been doing this. And we have a lot of great people like David Pogue right here at Inc.com. If you go to Inc.com. Also, don't forget, pick up Inc. magazine at newsstands everywhere. And we'll be right back and learn some more of the basics from David Pogue. Pogue's Basics Money. I'm Alan Taylor. It is Inc. Radio. Stay with us and we'll be right back with more.
Blood loss in a bathroom stall. A southern girl with a scarlet drop.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.